I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Farmers across Vermont are getting ready for the new growing season. Yes, we're talking about winter. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, consumer demand is now driving farmers to grow and sell more produce even as the days get shorter and colder.
Hi there. How are you?
It's the day before Thanksgiving at Walker Farm in Dummerston. The final day of the season, and the employees are saying goodbye to their regular customers.
Okay. Have a good one. Have a happy holiday.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
This used to be the time of year farm co-owner Jack Mannix would be winding down and looking forward to at least a month or two away from the long days of farm labor. But Mannix says a growing interest in local food and advances in technology and storage techniques have allowed him to extend the year at Walker Farm.
Who thought you could grow spinach and lettuce and mesclun into March in a greenhouse? And so now, instead of sitting by a lake reading a book, I am growing in the winter.
Vermont agriculture is going through a minor revolution. Farmers use smartphone apps to monitor and regulate greenhouse conditions, while advancements in LED technology bring affordable growing light to the darkest days of winter. High tunnels and greenhouses are more economical and efficient, as across the state, farmers experiment and push the limits of Vermont's short growing season. And websites and blogs allow farmers to share information in real time as they experiment with storage techniques. All of this is going on as the locavore movement becomes more mainstream. Consumers are flocking to winter farmers markets and signing up for winter CSAs. Mannix has about twice the number of winter CSA members he had when he first started 8 years ago. And now, he even has a deep winter CSA that extends into February to help meet the growing demand.
What shifted was the desire of the population to eat local. It's just the consumer awareness and the desire to know where your food is coming from, that it's safe, and that it's nutritious, and it's organic.
About a quarter of all farms in New England now do some form of protected growing, according to the U.S. Census of Agriculture. And in the past 5 years, the number of winter markets in Vermont jumped from 17 to 23.
And did you get the Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts.
At the Brattleboro Winter Market, Judy Fink is loading up on Brussels sprouts, leeks, carrots, and greens. She says the winter market has become a routine part of her weekends. It's a bustling social scene with music, lunch, and a wide assortment of products, ranging from bread to cheese and chocolate, and of course, lots of produce.
We are religious farmers market shoppers. That's pretty much where we buy all of our produce throughout the year.
Vern Grubinger is the UVM Extension vegetable and berry specialist, and he says consumer demand is driving the steep increase in winter direct sales. Farmers are figuring out ways to better store their root crops and squash. And at the same time, they are coming up with more ways to provide fresh greens.
We have growers right now growing pretty much through the winter with some supplemental inputs. So yeah, there's a huge potential to expand the production of and consumption of vegetables, and a lot of it has to do with the off-season marketing.
Grubinger says as successful as farmers have been, local produce still makes up just a fraction of the overall winter food consumption. He says as farmers experiment with and develop successful storage capabilities and the cost of indoor growing comes down, Vermont's locavores can look forward to an even fuller harvest during the darkest days of winter. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.